The formation of the Quaker movement in Australia was largely due to a visit to the colonies by the British Quaker James Backhouse and his associate George Washington Walker. Their visit was supported by the British Quakers, but was by no means confined to encouraging the development of Quakerism. It also included a focus on promoting temperance and on looking at the welfare of the convicts and of Indigenous Australians. James Backhouse was born in Darlington in County Durham, England, in 1794, into a well-established Quaker family. Educated at a Quaker boarding school, James then worked in a grocery, drug and chemical business and studied botany in his spare time, notably while he had several winters with tuberculosis. He joined his brother in purchasing a nursery in 1816, and in 1822 he married Deborah Lowe and they had two children. Through his involvement in the Quaker community, he came to feel called by God to visit Australia. Through his friend Elizabeth Fry, he learned more about her concern for the convicts being sent to Australia. After some years, during which James's concern was tested within Quaker meetings, he was offered financial support from London Yearly Meeting. As his wife had died in 1827, his sister offered to care for his children while he went away, and he invited George Washington Walker to accompany him. They reached Hobart in February 1832. The underlying purpose of the visit was to preach the gospel of Christian love. In other words, they saw it as a missionary journey. They arrived in 1831 after the voyage on the Science. They had letters of introduction from the British government to the governors of New South Wales and Van Diemen's Land. They began a long series of walks across many parts of the colonies, meeting a wide range of people in all walks of life. They especially held meetings with convicts in road gangs, partly to preach love and partly to check on their well-being and report to the governors. They also met settlers and were offered hospitality as they discussed the problems facing people in these isolated areas. James Backhouse kept a detailed diary of the trips. With a deep concern for the convicts, James Backhouse visited many of the penitentiaries, especially in Van Diemen's Land, and spoke directly with Governor Arthur about ways to improve the conditions regarding diet, health, education, employment, and access to religious instruction. He proposed that rewards be offered to the convicts to encourage their progressing from servitude to freedom. The governor came to value these reports and spoke of Backhouse and Walker as individuals unbiased and unprejudiced, very likely to afford useful suggestions to the local government. Although not all the proposals for change were adopted, it seems clear that Backhouse and Walker were able to influence for the better the policies towards convicts at that time. James Backhouse worked in consultation with the governor and with Elizabeth Fry back in England to seek ways to ensure that future boatloads of female settlers were well cared for and protected during their long voyage. When meeting Aboriginal people, James Backhouse took an approach similar to that of his Quaker predecessor John Woolman, who met with the Indians in the USA. Backhouse sought to learn from Aborigines about their customs and attitudes, and treated them more as equals than as inferior savages. He said the following, I quote, "After having seen something of the natives of Van Diemen's Land, the conviction was forced upon my mind that they exceeded the Europeans in skill in those things to which their attention has been directed from childhood, just as much as Europeans exceeded them in the points in which attention of the former had been turned under the culture of civilization. Were the two to change stations, it is not too much to assume that the untutored native of the woods would much sooner learn to obtain food by acquiring the arts of civilization than the person from the civilized society would by acquiring the arts belonging to the savage life." End quote. Backhouse and Walker wrote important reports to governments on the state of Indigenous dispossession in Van Diemen's Land, New South Wales and South Australia. Backhouse advocated that Aborigines be given greater protection under the law and that land rights be restored in some way. Although they were not able to influence the direction of many government policies of the day, they provided a valuable contribution towards promoting greater understanding of the ways of Indigenous Australians and the need for the occupiers to give more attention to their needs. During their visit, Backhouse and Walker spoke strongly against the impact of alcohol on the lives of many people and its corrupting influence on the governments in all the Australian colonies. They organised public meetings, issued tracts, and persuaded prominent people to join the temperance cause. They also encouraged the formation of savings banks and promoted the use of non-denominational religious textbooks in schools. When he returned to England, James Backhouse published a book of his travels called Narrative of a Visit to the Australian Colonies, and this included valuable botanical drawings of the plants in the places visited. He maintained a close interest in Australia, especially the emerging Quaker groups, and gave Kew Gardens in London copies of botanical recollections of Australia. He died in 1869. The first Quaker meetings in Australia emerged in Hobart and Sydney as a result of the visit of James Backhouse and George Washington Walker. The first meetings for worship were held in 1832 in Hobart, and eventually a formal structure was set up. This is David Purnell, and I want to acknowledge the following publications in preparing this talk: A Question of Survival by William Oates, and the entry in the Australian Dictionary of Biography.